From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. U.S. President Barack Obama has outlined his foreign policy model just a day after announcing plans to end the U.S. military role in Afghanistan. Mr. Obama also announced a new $5 billion counterterrorism partnership. Speaking at West Point Military Academy, Mr. Obama said America still plays a leading role in global security.
I believe we have a real stake, abiding self-interest, in making sure our children and our grandchildren grow up in a world where schoolgirls are not kidnapped and where individuals are not slaughtered because of tribe or faith or political belief.
The acclaimed American poet and author Maya Angelou has died at the age of 86. The author of 7 memoirs, including the highly influential I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, she'd been suffering from ill health for several weeks. Our U.S. correspondent Simon Marks reports.
Maya Angelou was an American original for more than 5 decades, raising cultural issues facing African Americans in a manner that resonated with millions. Last year, she told Time magazine she couldn't imagine a moment when she wouldn't be writing.
If there is time, I'll probably be writing when the Lord says, Maya, Maya Angelou, it's time. I'll probably be writing a poem or trying to write some music or an autobiography.
She read a poem at Bill Clinton's inauguration and was awarded the Medal of Freedom by Barack Obama.
Chechnya's president, Ramzan Kadyrov, has denied sending troops to Ukraine to fight Kiev's forces alongside pro-Russian separatists. In a statement, the Chechen leader denied Ukrainian reports that some Chechen units from Russia have invaded Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. Anya Ardaeva reports from the Russian capital.
Moscow-backed president of Chechnya, Ramzan Kadyrov, said Chechnya, being part of the Russian Federation, had no armed forces on its own. He denied Ukrainian reports that some Chechen units were sent to Donetsk and said that any Chechens operating in Ukraine were there in a personal capacity. Up to 100 people were killed in the town of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine as the region saw some of the worst fighting in recent days. Ukraine's Interior Ministry says the country's military is now in full control of the airport.
Google has announced plans to begin building its own self-driving electric-powered cars. In the past, Google has modified other manufacturers' vehicles to create their smart cars. The tech giant says it expects to begin test drives on their new automobiles by the end of the year. The cars will be two-seaters with a stop-and-go button, but sans a steering wheel or foot pedals. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Edward Snowden says he was trained as a spy, working under an assumed name around the world to protect American secrets. He sat down for his first television interview with American broadcaster NBC News after he released hundreds of thousands of classified documents. And in his own interview with NBC News, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the fugitive whistleblower needs to come home and trust in American justice. Here's Priscilla Huff from Washington.
Edward Snowden told NBC News he was trained as a spy, working with the CIA, NSA, and Defense Intelligence Agency.
So when they say I'm a low-level systems administrator, that I don't know what I'm talking about, I'd say it's somewhat misleading.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told NBC News the fugitive whistleblower is a thief who stole American intelligence.
He can come home, but he's a fugitive from justice, which is why he's not being permitted to fly around the world. It's that simple.
Edward Snowden says he developed sources and methods to keep American intelligence safe in the most dangerous places in the world.
And European leaders are at odds over who will take the EU's top job as the next president of the European Commission. According to EU treaties, the winner of parliamentary elections, which wrapped up over the weekend, gets the official nomination. But not all countries are supporting Jean-Claude Juncker, the lead candidate. Our Europe correspondent Sandra Gatman reports.
Tuesday's late-night talks among EU leaders revealed rifts over whether the Council of 28 Nations will nominate Jean-Claude Juncker as the next European Commission president. The former Prime Minister of Luxembourg is the leader of the centre-right EPP party, which won the most votes in pan-European parliamentary elections last week. But loose wording in EU treaties mean European leaders could choose someone else. The UK's Prime Minister David Cameron is among those opposed to Juncker because of his federalist views.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.